right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 o'clock. And that is some music from Starz Television's fantastic series called Ash versus the Evil Dead. And it is going to be entering its second season this October. The first season was magnificent. And now it's going into its second season. Bruce Campbell is the star, and he is coming back. And coming into the show, and I think appropriately enough, this season will be my next guest, Ted Raimi, who's been on the show before. It's been a few years, but we welcome Ted back to the show. Ted, how are you, man?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good, good. Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited that you're in season two. Tell me about how much fun it's been.
It was great. You know, I've been in this business for 30 years. That's right. Count them, 30. That is three full decades. Many fans watching the show were not yet alive when I began my career. And it's amazing that I'm amazed that I've lasted this long. But now to come full circle and be on this Ash versus Evil Dead universe again is a great treat, and I feel really lucky. You know, I'm with some incredibly talented actors, and these guys are no slouches. And believe me, there's plenty of actor slouches out there, but none of these guys are. There's Bruce Campbell heading the thing, and he's great. He's an old friend of mine. I've known him for about as long as I've been in this business, but he's a great head of a show because Bruce can, you know, he's a fine actor, first of all, great comedian, but you have to head a show. You know, you have to be in that. I mean, you have to be a figurehead. People have to look to you to see how to behave. It's just like an office. It works just the same way. The boss is going to determine the mood and vibe and speed of his employees, and everybody looks to Bruce for that. And he's so energetic, and he's got so much drive, and he always such a positive guy that everybody, you know, just can't help being like that. So all in all, yeah, it's a great experience.
That's great, man. And I've done, you know, the Flashback Convention for many years, and you know, Bruce has come several times, and he's such a pro, and he's so much fun, and he really knows how to work the crowd. You guys just got back from doing the Comic-Con in San Diego. Everybody was there, the entire cast. What was that like?
Good. They went bananas. You know, it's like, you know, you get one quarter of a million rabid, you know, sci-fi fans all wanting to suck your blood, and then you say, yes, you can suck my blood, and then do. And, you know, that's what it is. And, you know, that's one on the one hand. On the other, it's you know, you're there to promote the show. You always have to remember that. You read a lot of stuff about Comic-Con, you know, that, and you read a lot about it, that it's to connect with this and to do that. But in the end, they're big advertising campaigns for the show, and I think Starz did such a great job with this one. They really did. It was really unique, and all of us were very proud of it. And, you know, sometimes you're not so proud of a show. Sometimes you're like, didn't turn out so good, but this turned out great. I'm so, so happy to be on this one. You know, I really am. It was great, you know. But in the end, it's a little bit of a horse and pony show, and you're the pony.
Yeah.
You know, they you know, you raise your little, you know, hoofs, and everybody claps, and it's a wonderful thing. And I'm so glad, though, to see the fans there. That's the greatest part of it all.
Yeah.
Well, you can get all caught up with the pictures and the interviews and stuff, but in the end, the fans are happy, and you can finally see them. Because as a television star, unlike a, you know, if you're a movie star, for example, mm-hmm. You can work your rear end off, and the best you're ever going to do is sit around with four of your friends eating popcorn and drinking Miller Lights, you know, watching the show, and that's it. But here you are, there's, you go, oh, I see all these, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans really dig it. So it's cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're coming out to Flashback here, and you've been before. And in Chicago, man, we have rabid fans. They love this stuff. And
I know. It's a great town. We're, you know, as a Detroiter, we're always very jealous of you, naturally.
And but I do want to mention one more thing about Ash versus. First of all, when I heard about it, that it was coming on, I was like, okay, I was kind of leery because I hold those films very dear to my heart, and I know a lot of them. And, but when I heard that your brothers were on board, and that your brother Sam directed the pilot, I was like, okay, well, this is just good. This is now a good thing. So that was exciting,
yeah,
you know?
He really set the tone for the whole series. He did a very good job, and it really progresses from the two movies, you know, excuse me, the three movies, really, Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness, and takes the character of Ash to a more serialized version so that you can actually watch Ash over a period of years, which is amazing concept because Ash is such a, you know, I would call him a simpleton, but he probably is a moderately average intelligence, but he just has so much drive, you know, that you wonder, can you make a series out of it? And they really did, and they really gave him so much depth. And then while keeping that character of Ash Williams true to the movies, they really expanded his world in such a way that it really you can really play it for three, four, five, six seasons. And I know the other actors on the show and the producers really hope to go that long, and I don't see why not. Fans seem to really like it, so I'm totally looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to going to Flashback, obviously, because I love Chicago.
Flashbackweekend.com, by the way, is where you can get all the information. Ted's going to be there. A bunch of other people are going to be there. It's going to be a fun weekend. I'll give you more details on some of the other things that are happening. So who do you play in I don't want to give anything away, but who do you play in Ash versus Evil Dead?
I'm in season two, the coming up. Yeah. It airs in October, and I play Chet Kaminsky, and Chet is Ash's best friend from this town of Elk Grove, Michigan, where they both grew up.
Right.
And Chet is a guy who really never went very far. he just kind of stayed in this crappy little town and works at a bar, and for a pastime, he makes drinks laced with ketamine. I'm serious. He does. That's not a typo. You heard it right. He makes ketamine drinks. And it's so crazy that he does that. And what I found hilarious is that Stars, our network, you know, this season is incredibly gory. And Stars, our network, is so great because they let us do all the gore we want to do.
Yeah.
Now, normally, what we would get would be a triple X rating, and that's not for sex. That's just for massive gore. There would be no way this could get released in the theaters.
Right.
No way.
Right.
But it's hilarious that how much television has turned around in, say, 25 years.
Yeah.
Where 25 years ago, if we'd done, like, with this movie, say, Evil Dead 2, Evil Dead 2 was toned down so that it could get, you know, an R rating. Even then, it didn't quite get an R rating.
Yeah.
It had to be some versions of it were unrated. It was too much. But now you can do the unrated stuff on TV, and movies are, you know, the square peg sort of a thing. You know,
right.
But it's great. And so Chet says, yeah, and the head writer Craig DeGornio is an incredible writer, and he came up with the character, and I suggested that his last name be Kaminsky. And that's just because in Detroit there's so many Poles. You know, there's a huge Polish population.
Yeah,
so I thought, well, just to honor all the Poles I grew up with, you know, in Detroit. And I think it's the same in Chicago, too. You can't grow up without knowing them by the name of Kaczewski, Kaminsky.
Oh, yeah.
Krakowski. There's just a million of them. And so,
I think it goes outside of Warsaw. We have the biggest population of Poles.
I think that's probably true. I think we're probably number two.
Yeah, I think you guys are right up there as well. Absolutely.
I think we're number two.
Yeah.
And I did a there's an Easter egg in there for any fan from Detroit watching. If you look, you'll see the first T-shirt that I have on, and you can imagine Chet probably has a lot of T-shirts. There is a Polish word on it. But I'm not going to say what it is. The fans are going to have to look at it and find out.
All right.
If they know, if by all means, Twitter me, you know, and go to Facebook, see if you can guess what it is. I'm going to put something up there tomorrow, and you have to look at the – it's in the trailer, that T-shirt, but there's a Polish word, and the Twitter's
Chicagoans
will know, too.
Now, I've seen the trailer, and the trailer looks outstanding.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks so good, and I loved the first season. I really did. And some of the stuff that is in the trailer, I mean, the gore is beautiful, I do want to say. And by the way, your Twitter handle for people is at Ted Raimi. That's R-A-I-M-I. And you're on Facebook as well. And we'll link that up on our Facebook page as well so people can go and try and figure out the thing and watch the trailer.
Yeah.
But I do want to mention
that
not only are you an addition to the cast, a wonderful addition to the cast, but Lee Majors. Lee Majors.
Oh, yeah, we got Lee Majors. Sure we do. We got Lee Majors, man. Come on. You know what? I'll tell you what. You know, a lot of people say, oh, hey, listen, God love America. American Gods, awesome. It's going to be an awesome show for Stars. They got Kristen Chenoweth now, an amazing Easter egg. But we have Lee Majors.
Yes,
that's it. We win. That's it. We just win. I don't care who you have on your show, okay? I don't care if you got, you know, Mark Goddard from Lost in Space. I don't care if William Shatner's on your show. Okay, are those cool? You better believe those are cool. But we have Lee Majors.
Yeah.
And you can't beat that. And Lee also, incidentally, is such a great guy. I mean, I don't know if it's just you can't survive in this business this long without being awesome.
Yeah.
But he's awesome. And he, you know, I mean, I kept wanting to call him Steve for the first 3 days. That's not Steve Austin. That is Lee Majors.
Yeah.
You know, but he's like this. You know, he comes on. He's from Kentucky. And he says, hey, Ted, how you doing? Lee Majors. Hey, man, listen, I want to talk to you about something, man. Look, you know, when I had a $6 million man, it ain't easy to run for all those years in bell bottoms. You try it, buddy. That's what he said to me.
That's
and it's true.
Fantastic.
I never really considered running in bell bottoms would be difficult.
That's fantastic. That is so great. Now, you're shooting in New Zealand, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We shot the whole show in and around Auckland, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
There's any number of reasons we shot out there. It's the first the cast, the crews are phenomenal, and they have a very large infrastructure set up there for filmmaking. That our executive producer Robert Tappert,
right,
set up there. He really paved the way, Rob Tappert, for guys like, all the Lord of the Rings stuff.
Right, Peter Jackson, those guys, yeah.
That's right. Before Peter Jackson, who was a Kiwi, there was Robert Tappert, who's from Detroit, Michigan, which is bizarre, but it's absolutely true. He was there years before he was.
Yeah, I mean,
he really set that film industry up the way it is today.
Absolutely.
He's still there, and he's a big Kiwi fan, and we all had a grand time there. You know, it's a little bit different. It's not too dissimilar from America, but they do have things like tea time and a few oddball things that we Americans would find strange, but
right.
The fantastic coffee and all that stuff, so it's great.
And the other thing is, like, you guys were working on Xena and Hercules there, and Lucy Lawless is in this as well, so it's like, is it kind of a reunion for you guys?
It is. It is for Bruce Campbell, Lucy Lawless, and myself. We've all been working that together on television there for 20 years.
Right.
But the new actors, Dana DiLorenzo and Ray Santiago, those guys are new to New Zealand, but I think they're really, really liking it, and they're taking it to a duck like water. You know, love it down there.
Yeah.
At least I think so. But they're the new Evil Dead, you know, kind of actors. They have taken the reins and pulled hard on them, and now I think they are really, really attuned to the Evil Dead vibe, and they are both amazing actors.
Yep.
Because they have equal parts funny and serious.
Yeah.
And Evil Dead requires that. It's a very delicate balance with those actors. If you're too serious, it just becomes straight horror. If you're too funny, it just becomes dumb. So there's a very strange little tightrope walk you got to do, and those two guys do it.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. Hey, Ted, hang on. We got to take a break, okay?
You bet.
All right, Ted Raimi is with us. He's great, and he'll be at Flashback Convention. And again, I'll give you all the details on what's happening that weekend. Lots and lots of stuff is happening, and Ted is great, man. He's a very cool guy. He's great to the fans, and he's always a fantastic guest, and he's going to really be a lot of fun at Flashback Weekend. And you can check out flashbackweekend.com. It's at the Crown Plaza, O'Hare, August 5th through the 7th. I'll be there and all weekend long, and I'll be hosting Q&As and doing all kinds of cool stuff. It's just going to be great. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more with Ted Raimi right here on 720 WGN. Yeah. Another reason to watch and love Ash versus Evil Dead, besides the fact that it just kicks ass and it's great, it's on Stars and season 2 debuts in October, is the soundtrack. In each episode of the first season, at least, was amazing. And I think it will continue to be amazing, judging by the music that they use in the trailer alone for season 2. And part of season 2 now in the cast is the great Ted Raimi, who joins me, who's going to be part of Flashback Weekend, August 5th through the 7th, here in Chicago at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. Ted, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, speaking of that music, you know, I thought, because the music was so awesome, and I happened to agree, I was so impressed, and I asked the Starz music department when I was there. Wow, who is who's the music supervisor? I got to shake their hand. They said, we don't have one. It's executive producer Rob Tappert picks all of those songs. I couldn't believe it. But Rob is a huge music fan, and he's just a music maniac. He picked every one of those songs to go with every one of those episodes that he produced.
Yeah.
And most of them for Detroiters, almost all of them are old Detroit rock songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have Alice Cooper, there's Death, there's Iggy and the Stooges,
right.
MC5, a bunch of bands like that, you know, are all throughout the show, and this season's going to be much the same. Of course, we have a little Motorhead and stuff like that coming up, but it's mostly old Detroit rock and roll. So
that's awesome.
Cool.
That's awesome. And by the way, Motorhead is featured in the trailer. I just want to let everybody know you got to watch the trailer. It's pretty great. Hey, well, let me just ask you this, a general question. Ted, what was it like growing up in the Raimi household?
Growing up in the Raimi household was great. We had parents that really encouraged us to do things that we wanted to do. They really did. They went, you should go out, find your dreams, all that good stuff. But then at different points, my parents also were slightly contradictory and said, well, the film business is a bad business. Don't do that. So, you know, my father tried to talk us both out of it, Sam and I, but we didn't listen, and we both went out to Hollywood, you know. That said, my mom had a very successful chain of women's lingerie stores in Detroit. So I had a choice. I could be the Brock King of Michigan and take over that business or come to California. And I had a hard time choosing, man. It was challenging because it was a good business, and I really liked the lingerie business. Mm-hmm. It was great. And I don't mean that in any kinky way. It's just a great business. And so I came out to California. But, yeah, that was my alternate career, Brock King.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I also love one of the things I love about you and Sam is your embracing of Shemp. You know, Shemp is my favorite Stooge, and that's a very unpopular.
Mine too.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you guys do the fake Shemp thing.
We do too. Yeah, that all comes from it towards the towards the end of Shemp's run in the Stooges. Probably 1947, 48, or somewhere in there. They used to double him because he was getting kind of old to do his own stunts, but the double was so bad. It was such a terrible stunt double that, and he was doing such a terrible job that I think Bruce coined, or might have been Scott Spiegel that coined that term, fake chef, meaning someone who's doing a pretty good job, but not really that great, just an average guy, basically. So that's how fake chefs came around. And then Bruce Campbell had the idea to name the beer Shemp's beer. In the show. And there's a whiskey called Shemp's Old Time Whiskey, and everything is called Shemp's. It's hilarious.
I love that, man. I love it.
And in the show, really, I mean, as far as, like, character descriptions are concerned, I would say, you know, Bruce Campbell really is, well, I'd say Dana DiLorenzo is basically Mo.
Yes.
She slaps me around, you know, quiet, sit down, shut up. She's Mo. I'm Shemp. Hey, leave him alone. And then Bruce Campbell is, he's Bob Hope. He's not even a stooge. He's just Bob Hope. You go, what is Bob Hope doing in Ashford Stevens Day? But he's there. He's at.
That's exactly why the dynamic works so well, I think, Ted. That is so great. That's so great.
I think so, too. I think it's a strange dynamic, but I think it works quite well.
Yeah.
And, look, it's a weird show. You know, I'll be the first to admit it. Ash is a weird show. It is not a tradition. It's not The Walking Dead. It's not grim horror. But neither, you know, is it a broad, you know, family comedy. By any means, you cannot have children watch that show.
No.
It is not meant for children. So the fans that come up to me, like this next weekend coming up in Chicago, they're going to be people who I love. And I know, look, I've done a million different kinds of shows, too. I've done comedies, I've done dramas, I've done everything. And if somebody comes up to me and they've got, like, you know, whatever, 3, 4, 5 nose rings, they've got 2 eye piercings, 16 tats with skulls on it, I know they're going to be coming up to me and saying, I loved you in Evil Dead.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my fan. I love those guys.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see them, you know. It's going to be great.
I always feel like I'm with my brethren on Flashback Weekend. There's just
me
something.
Too.
It's just I feel comfortable. I know those people. I am that.
I feel that too. Because as an actor, you know, look, horror and sci-fi and fantasy are just big. And whatever's big is going to draw the biggest talent. That's all there is to it, right? I don't know if Robert Downey Jr. reads comic books. He might. I don't know. He might just do that. I just know that it attracts big talent. But I am also a huge fan of the genre, and I've always been a fan of the genre, which is why I always used to get so much work in it. Because years ago, for those youngsters who do not know this, about 20 years ago, doing sci-fi, horror, and fantasy was only slightly better than doing porn. It was. Like, if you say you did, hey, I'm in a horror movie, now it's like, oh, cool, man, what's the movie? That's the reaction. But 20 years ago, like, say, when I started off doing Wes Craven and John Carpenter films,
yeah,
it was, it's a good thing that it's not porn for you. I'm glad you know you're not. I'm glad you're not. I'm glad you're not snorting crank in a one bedroom apartment off Hollywood Boulevard with hookers. That is a good thing.
Well, that's great, man. All right. Well, listen. You know, I think it's been 10 years. I think, and I'll see you there, man, in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a great time, and I can't wait to see you, Ted. Thanks so much for doing the show.
And I love I'm very excited to go back to Chicago and a couple bars there and. Wicker Park, I'm very excited to see you again. And all my favorite joints on Michigan Avenue. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Cool, man. All right, Ted. Thanks, buddy. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
See you soon.
Okay,
so
take
long.
Care.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. There's Ted Raimi. Ted Raimi, who is just terrific. Great actor. Been in a ton of stuff. His brother is Sam Raimi, who obviously has made, you know, the Spider-Man movies and Drag Me to Hell and the Evil Dead movies. And he's a great guest. He's very entertaining, and he really knows how to work the conventions. And he's going to be a great guest at Flashback Weekend. So check out flashbackweekend.com, August 5th through the 7th, Crown Plaza, Chicago O'Hare Hotel. It's in Rosemont. And I will give you all the details. A lot of really amazing events and fun things are happening. All the way around, it is a great weekend, my favorite weekend of the summer. And check out flashbackweekend.com, and I'll give you details coming up on the show of what else you can expect that weekend. All right, my thanks to Ted Raimi. We'll take a break here on 720 WGN.